Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about construction loans are better options to borrow money for building homes. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. And are you looking for great heavy equipment articles or construction articles? Then come to this website at www.heavyequipmentarticles.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Building a new home poses a big problem to those who do not have significant money and does not know whom to approach in order to get a loan. They have a piece of land with them, but just because they lack significant funds, they have to wait to build their home. But that is no longer the case now, as people can now opt for loans to construct their home and pay it off once the construction is complete. There is a vast difference between a construction loan and a home loan. In the home loan, the borrower borrows money from the lender and pledges to pay it equally monthly installments. Ideally, the time horizon is 30 years to repay the loan, but some can even take the loan with a 15, 20, or even 25-year time horizon. However, as far as construction loans are concerned, you are required to pay the entire loan amount as soon as the construction for the home is completed, which means you need to pay it off on an average of 12-month period. Construction loans are more like credit cards, where you can borrow money for the purpose of the construction of your home. And once it's done, you need to pay the entire amount. You also have to draw a request that is submitted by the builder. You are only required to pay the interest on a draw request amount, and once the work is done, you need to pay the entire amount at one go. Once the home or house is ready, it is time to repay the lender, and you can mortgage the home to the same lender or to some other lender and pay the initial loan. Please remember that the construction loan is very different from a mortgage loan that we all know about, and hence the initial loan amount was called the construction loan. But once the house is built, you take another loan to pay off the initial one, and you go for a mortgage loan. The interest rate of a construction loan is also different than an auto loan or, for a matter, your home loan. Here, you have the ability to negotiate the interest rate with the lender, and you can increase or decrease the interest rate based on several factors like the equity of the property, your credit rating, and your income, and your financial history. So, in case you manage to have a good credit rating and are earning a reasonable amount of money, you have a very good chance to negotiate the interest rate with the lender. The best part of the construction loan is that they provide you with the freedom to move on to some other lender who is ready to offer you a mortgage loan at much reasonable rate and by not charging a bomb on the closing costs and the other expense. This means that you need not to stick to the same lender who can offer you the construction loan. It is just that you need to pay them off and get along with another lender. Again, do your homework, people, before you end up buying land, before you end up wanting to put a house on it. Do your homework. There's plenty of resources out there. You can read books on it. You can listen to podcasts. You can listen to the radio. Audiobooks, you name it, or you can go talk to someone at a financial institute like a bank. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.